It's been a summer of record-breaking heat in Hawaii, and scientists have warned those high temperatures may produce serious coral bleaching. In Oahu's Kaneohe Bay, researchers with the Hawaii Institute of Marine Biology are engaged in a one-of-a-kind effort to document coral reefs as they undergo bleaching. HPR was able to accompany one of those teams as they went into Kaneohe Bay on a recent survey. You have to take a boat just to get to the labs of the Hawaii Institute of Marine Biology. Researchers on Coconut Island study all kinds of ocean life, with a special focus on coral reefs. My guide today is Shreya Yadav, a PhD candidate with the Maiden Lab.
We're going to be visiting a few of the patch reefs around the bay here that we've been tracking over the past few months.
Hawaii started breaking regional heat records back in May, a pattern that puts extreme stress on the state's coral reefs, leading to a potentially life-threatening condition called bleaching. In August, researchers began photographing 30 patch reefs in Kaneohe Bay, creating a record of healthy reefs going through bleaching. In Hawaii, yearly ocean temperatures peak in September and October, making those months the riskiest for a coral bleaching event. Out in the bay, three researchers swim in a spiral pattern, taking underwater photos. They capture between 2 and 5,000 images at each site, ultimately to create a detailed time lapse of the bleaching event. Although environmental factors like temperature play a big role in bleaching, the corals themselves are also important. Mariana Rocha de Souza works in the Ruth Gates Coral Lab studying genetic diversity of different corals.
In an event where there is high temperature or any stressor, having genetic diversity means some of the organisms are going to respond differently. Some of the organisms are going to be able to survive that stressor. So it's very important to know the genetic diversity.
When the swimmers return to the boat, they report evidence of those varying reactions.
All the fossil opera here is beginning to die. That's the thing that we've seen gone from being totally healthy to fully bleached to now mostly dead. But the other species, some of them look okay.
In another part of the bay, I see that firsthand. Hundreds of individual corals make up this reef. It's taken millions of years for it to reach within a foot or two of the ocean's surface from the surrounding sea floor 50 feet below. The team reports that many of the individual coral colonies appear healthy, but the telltale white of bleaching is visible throughout the reef. Certain varieties of coral seem to be bleaching more than others, and often a bleached coral sits right beside a similar, healthy colony. That is the mystery scientists on Coconut Island are investigating. Several research teams are now using these 30 survey sites to collect a treasure trove of data, including coral genetics and environmental factors like pH and water temperature. The result may be the most comprehensive picture of any coral reef on Earth, and perhaps shed light on how these ecosystems are dealing with a changing environment. From Kaneohe Bay, I'm Ryan Finnerty for Hawaii Public Radio.